שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
Hello, we are reading in Zohar for All, volume 10. We are in Song of Songs, we are in verse 583. You can find our study materials on kabbalah.info. You can also send questions on Sviva Tova or Kab TV, where print-in questions will be answered during the lesson. We are in volume 10, Song of Songs, verse 583. The heading Tamim Nekudot Enotiyot. Because Malchut rose in song, the king gave forth his right, his chesed, and received it. He received it between his arms, between chesed and gvura, and said words of love to her. He commanded to give her gifts and offerings and great glory, and said, "We shall make lines of gold with the points of silver." Lines of gold are the verses between the tamim and the letters, because they teach the way of how to drive the letters, whether to the right to extend chesed, or to the left to extend chokhmah on the left. 584. They're called torei because when the turn comes and the time for that degree to give to the malchut through the yesod, the Reshimo of Tamim does in her to drive her and move her in that same way that they need to go. And also when the time comes for the next degree to give her, it makes a list of the Tamim in a different way, to drive and go in the same actual way that needs to be gone to in order to receive that that bestowal. And it's written about that, "The ways of the Lord are straight." And these are the movements of the Tamim, each as appropriate to her. 585. Torei gold are called because the Tamim are dependent on the letters that way, as the earrings are hanging on the ears. And the point is that the rest of the movements, which are different ways of correcting the letters. 586. Words that have no tamim upon them and have no movements are as the ears of a bride without piercings and earrings that are lacking correction. Words without nekudot are as a woman without clothing that cannot walk anywhere in the world. This is why the corrections of the letters are the tamim and the movements. These and them are the corrections and the clothings to the letters. Therefore, the lines of gold are the movements of the Tamim. 587. Because they come from the Rosh of the king to give reason and knowledge to all the letters, due to that they all stand as one. 588. Nekudot and Tamim are 2 degrees. These and them need to correct in them the letters. The letters are inscribed in upper secrets as they all emerge with the upper chokhmah in the 32 paths that emerge from chokhmah. 589. All the letters are inscribed below in the malchut, and it inherits them in the verbal Torah, the malchut. And when all the lights come to correct her in these letters of hers, they make nekudot and tamim in her, and it's written about this, lines of gold. 590. And here there are upper secrets to those who know and sit on the throne of judgment, the malchut. The letters are all inscribed in secret and are called the bodies of Torah, which are about to study and know the upper secrets. 591. The nekudot emerge from the brain in order to sustain the letters on their corrections, and in the point, the one point which changes from the meaning of the word and moves it to the word in a different meaning. 592. The harsh spark, when that pure avir coupled with the brain, it coupled and it did not couple. The brain came and it departed from it, and it came and it did not come. And it emerged from that illumination of the zivug of the moach to the letters, and the letters were pointed. 593. One should not say that the Nekudot are the corrections of authors. And we should not even say that all the prophets in the world will be as Moses, who received the Torah from Sinai. They have no permission to renew even one point, one small point in one letter, and even the smallest letter of the Torah. 594. Because the illumination of this zivug settled in the brain out of the pure avir that was grasped, because there is pure avir that is not grasped at all, but that avir that is considered and was settled with the illumination of the upper zivug and the moach, then all the movements of the ta'amim emerge. And these are ta'amim to the letters, like a switch for a horse, to go to the right and to the left, to the right and the left, according to the desire of the ta'amim, who go and stop and sit and run, walk in pride and walk in loneliness. And there's no permission for every letter to go to this side or to the other without permission, just as the ta'amim govern them and ask the thing sounds of them in order to go in the straight way. 595. This is why all the letters come to go in ta'amim in Nekudot as one. And as it is written, golden apples in containers of silver speak of a matter of the golden apples and the ta'amim and movements and the vessels of silver, the Nekudot, a speech that is spoken about his manners, and there's no word that is appropriate to be if it were not to have both these, the Tamim and the Nekudot. That's why it's written, there are lines of gold that we shall do for you. One, because there are Tamim and Nekudot and Otiyot, and they are 4 degrees. Two, upper Abba Ve'ima, the upper third of Binah, from them are the Tamim. 3, Yersut, Vak of Binah, from them emerge the Nekudot. And 4, Zeranpin and Malchut, from them the Otiyot. The essence of the Otiyot is Zeranpin. However, the Malchut inherits the Otiyot from Zeranpin, and also the Malchut is the Otiyot, the letters. Hence, the essence of the letters is Zeranpin and Malchut, which are Zat, Chagat Nehim, Lakingar. And when they attain the Nekudot, the lights of Yersut, they have Gar of Neshama. And when they attain the Tamim, the lights of Abba Ve'ima have Gar of Chaya. The letters are all inscribed in the secret and are called the bodies of Torah. Torah is Zeranpin, whose body is Vak, Chagat Nehi, are the letters. Although the letters are not considered in Zeranpin, only after they're corrected when they will be worthy of extending the Gal within them. Just as the letters that are in the book, which are appropriate to reveal wisdom, which is after Zeranpin rose to Man, to Yeshut, to unite right and left in them, as it emerged in them 3 lines Chabad, by which Zeranpin was prepared to merit on his own those 3 lines of Chabad, because 3 emerge from 1. 1 merits the 3 of them. Although Zeranpin does not take them immediately, rather, at first it comes out with Vak, lacking Gar, and then it's considered that he has 22 letters, the bodies of Torah. And then he extends the Gar, which are the Tamim and Nekudot. As the letters are already worthy of extending the upper secrets, which are Gar, then they are called Gufei Torah, the bodies of Torah. And the letters are inscribed in the upper secrets because they were inscribed by the rise of Zeranpin to Man to Binah, to Gar, which are called the upper secrets, because they all emerge with upper Chochmah in 32 paths which emerge from Chochmah. The rising of Man of Zeranpin to Binah, which takes out their 3 lines of Chabad, is called the 32 paths, which are 22 letters of Zeranpin, which are Man to the 10 Sfirot of Binah, and 22 and 10 are 32. It turns out that the source of the letters, which are the vessels of Zeranpin, which are appropriate to receive Gar, is in Binah. because there they became qualified to receive Gar, which are the Ta'amim and the Nekudot. All the letters are etched below in Zeranpin after it is emerging from Bina and comes down to its place. The Torah Shebalpeh inherits them, which the Malchut is called the verbal Torah, which receives them from Zeranpin. Nekudot and Tamim are 2 degrees, because the Nekudot extend to the letters, which are Zeranpin from Yeshut, which is called the Moach, brain. And Tamim are extended from Abba Ve'im, Upper Abba Ve'ima. These and them need to be corrected in them, the letters, which are the Gar, the upper 3 of the Otiyot. The Nekudot emerge from the Moach, from Yeshut, and in one point it changes the meaning of the word, as the word Zeranpin changes by the Nekudot from Vak to Gar. As each point, as each Nekuda is another Prina of Gar of Yeshut. The upper Abba Ve'ima are called pure Avir, because when the Malchut rises to Bina, and the Yud enters their Or, and it becomes Or becomes Avir, the level of Ruach lacking Gar, the Yud entering does not blemish whatsoever their Avir, as it does not create a deficiency in them, because they are always in the Pina of Avir, the light of Chasadim, and they do not receive Chokhmah ever. Hence, their Avir is considered to be pure from every Chmasach or Lak. And all of this is in Upper Abba Ve'ima, the Gar of Bina, which are always in delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed. Whereas Yeshut, Zat of Bina, which need to receive Chokhmah and bestow Tazon, hence, they suffer a deficiency due to the entrance of the Yud to their Avir, because they cannot receive Chokhmah, which is Gar. Hence, their Avir is not pure, because it has a deficiency, and they are called Stam Avir and not pure Avir. Hence, the pure Avir of Abba Ve'ima is considered as Gar, whereas the Avir of Yeshut, empty, lacking Gar. And they don't have Gar until through the upper illumination from Ak. The Yud emerges from their Avir, and they return to be Or, which is Gar. Hence, the lower ones from upper Abba Ve'ima, which need Chokhmah, cannot receive the pure Avir of upper Abba Ve'ima, because in them, the Avir becomes Avir Stam, and to Vak without Gar, because they need Chokhmah. Hence, it is called pure Avir of Abba Ve'ima, in the form of Avir Tahor that is not grasped. This is not what the lower ones can receive. Although when Yud emerges from the Avir of Yeshut, when Abba Ve'ima rise to the Rosh of Arichanpin and bestow Chokhmah to Yeshut, then Zeranpin too receives Chokhmah from Yeshut. And because they are completed with Chokhmah, they can receive the pure Avir from Abba Ve'ima, because there is no deficiency in them, like in Abba Ve'ima. It's considered then that pure Avir of Abba Ve'ima is grasped by the lower ones, and then therefore they are called then Abba Ve'ima, pure grasped Avir. Although these are 2 degrees, as first Yeshut received Chokhmah from Abba Ve'ima by the rise to Rosh of Arichanpin. This degree is considered the light of Neshama. After Yeshut was completed with the light of Neshama, they rise to the upper Abba Ve'ima and receive from them pure grasped Avir, which is considered the light of Chaya. The difference between them is that as long as Yeshut did not receive from Abba Ve'ima the pure Avir, the Chokhmah in them does not settle, and the control is for the light of Chasadim. And even though the Chokhmah extends in them during the coupling with the upper Abba Ve'ima, although immediately it returns and disappears. However, at the time in which they attain the pure Avir, which is grasped from Abba Ve'ima, then the Chokhmah settles in them. The harsh spark is the Masach upon which the Zivug occurs, as Abba Ve'ima coupled, called pure Avir with Yeshut, which are called Moach, in a Zivug to bring down the Yud from their Avir, and they bestow in them the illumination of Chochmah. It coupled and it does not couple. It coupled to bestow the Chochmah to Yeshut, and immediately stops the Zivug. Because as long as Yeshut did not receive this pure gripped Avir from Abba Ve'ima, which is Mochin of Chaya, the Chochmah of illumination of Zivug cannot settle in Yeshut, but apparently it is apparent and then it stops. The Zohar implies this in three lines, as in the right line, where the place of the Zivug is, it's considered as having a Zivug and not having a Zivug. And on the left line, it is considered that the illumination of Chochmah comes to the left side of the Moach and immediately departs. And in the middle line, it's considered that the Chochmah arrived and yet has not arrived, as it does not settle. Then the illumination of Chochmah, which appeared during the Zivug, emerges to the Otiyot, to Zon, from the Moach, which is Yeshut. And the letters were pointed as the letters Zon received Mochin of Neshama, which are called Nekudot. Because the illumination of Chochmah emerges from the Zivug Abba Ve'ima and settled in the Moach, because they received pure Avir from Abba Ve'ima, for then the Chochmah settled in them and is no longer in the manner of reached and didn't reach. And it's called pure Avir that is grasped, because there is pure Avir that is not grasped at all. Meaning prior to Yeshut receiving the illumination of Chochmah, they had pure Avir of Abba Ve'ima that was ungraspable whatsoever. However, after the revelation of the illumination of Chochmah in them, they were worthy to receive the pure Avir of Abba Ve'ima, and this pure Avir is grasped. When the illumination of Chochmah settled in the upper Zivug in that Moach, by receiving the pure Avir that is grasped, which is the Zivug of the Mochin of Chaya, then from them emerge all the movements of the Tamim. And the Tamim, as they come from Abba Ve'ima, control the Otiyot and the Nekudot, like a switch to a horse, as they deviate the letters to every side that is appropriate for them. The lines of gold are written about the Tamim that come from Upper Abba Ve'ima. Because they are from Upper Abba Ve'ima, from the pure Avir, Chasadim on the right, why is it written about them gold, which implies the illumination of Chochmah on the left? Shouldn't it have been said the lines of silver, Chasadim? But because they come from the Rosh of the king to give Dat and Tvuna to all the letters, meaning because the Ta'amim come from Gar of Mochin, from Abba Ve'ima, which illuminate Gar to all the letters, and other than them, there is no illumination of Chochmah on the left settling, and it's not considered Gar. Because of that, they all stand as one, as the pure Avir and the Chochmah stands as one. If it weren't for the pure Avir that is grasped, the Chochmah of the left would not settle. Therefore, it calls the pure grasped Avir in the name of lines of gold, the bestowal of Chochmah, which is called gold, which depends on Abba Ve'ima. And the bestowal of the Nekudot, which are from Yeshut, are called the points of gold, of silver, because the illumination of Chochmah ceases from them and return to Chasadim. 596. And the Creator said, we shall make man in our graven image. Certainly the Creator, Malchut, said this to the upper camps and consulted with them to create man as a king within his armies. 597. But if God is the living God, Bina, the upper world, which is Zeranpin, which receives from Bina, and if he is Elohim in the lower world, Malchut, which said to her armies, we shall make man, how will the word settle, we shall make man, to this side, to Zeranpin, and to that side, to the Malchut? 598. But it's all in one manner. Adam, a man, is included on all sides, included in all, and from the name Elohim, man is existent, and he's not in the rest of the names, as it is written, and Elohim created man in his image, in the image of God. In his image, in Tzelem, twice Tzelem, twice image, why? One is to for the male in man, and one is the female in man. 599. Twice the name Elohim, one male Zeranpin, which is called Elohim, because man is extends only from the name Elohim, and the other, the Nukva, the female, the Malchut. In his image, Zachar, male, Zeranpin, in the image of God, the Nukva, HaMalchut. Therefore, and the Creator created man in his image, this is the upper world, Zeranpin. In the image of God, that is the lower world, Malchut. And this is, as it's written, we shall make man, as it is written from Zeranpin and from Malchut, as one whole. As it is said, that man is made up of all sides. 600. When man was created, all the letters in him were created and materialized as they became real and strength, and they were depicted. At the time in which he breathed spirits in him, as it's written, he breathed in his nostrils, the Nekudot emerged and settled in the letters, and the Neshama to the Guf, which is called Otiyot. When it was corrected in Tvuna and Dat, the movements of the Tamim emerged from God of Abba Ve'ima and settled upon the Nekudot and Otiyot. And the whole correction of man is included on all the sides of the world, and in Adam everything settles. He's not called Adam, but if he has all those corrections, Otiyot, Nekudot, and Tamim. 601. Elijah said, Rabbi, open your mouth and your words shall illuminate. For you is given permission from above in your hands. Rabbi Shimon opened and said, Bereshit bara Elohim, the Creator created at first, about the Nekudot, for if all the loyal prophets in the world will come and even rise in their prophecy as the heights of the prophecy of Moses, they will not be able to innovate even one Nekudah in the Torah. 602. Because all the letters do not emerge but from one small point, the Yud, which is upper Chochmah, and the letters are the totality of the Torah. And there's no permission for the letters to travel this side or that side, other than by the Nekudot. 603. All the Otiyot are as a body without a soul. As the Nekudot come, which are the soul of life, after all, the body exists in its existence. And then it's written, and man will be as a living soul. And then all the come from one point that they emerge from the upper Chochmah. 604. When the Otiyot emerged from the next world, Binah, they were all tangibilized, and they all got hardened and received realism in the form of man, the middle line upon which they are materialized as the letters and as a body without a soul. 605. Until the upper word, upper point awakened, Chochmah, Bava'ima, entered the next world, Binah, Yeshut, and emerged with all the Nekudot from this point to sustain the letters in their existence, as it's written, Bereshit bara Elohim. At first is the upper point, Chochmah, where the Creator created, which is Binah, and instilled all the Nekudot, which are the corrections of the Otiyot, which are heaven and earth. Zeranpin, which is called heaven, and Malchut, which is called land. They're called Otiyot. And if it wasn't for this Reshit, which is the upper point, Chochmah, meaning upper Abba V'ima, which bestow Chochmah to Yeshut, the points, the letters were not pointed, and there would be no existence in them. 606. Bereshit, at first, the upper point, Chochmah. Bara Elohim, the Creator created, that in the force of this Nekudah, the letters were emerged. And they were depicted in their corrections so that there will be a body in the organs without a soul. And because of that, it's written, Bara, he created, from the language of diminution and concealment, because it did not emerge the soul to the body yet to sustain it. 607. Because the upper Nekudah awakened Chochmah to bestow to the next world Binah, to emerge the Nekudot Nefesh Chaya, living soul, then it is written, and God said, let there be light, as the letters illuminated in the Nekudot, which are a living soul, Chochmah. 608. Rav, we need to constantly renovate, innovate the matter of connection. According to the extent of our request for connection, the Zohar bestows upon us. Please. 608. O is the first point, which illuminated from the upper concealed point, which is concealed and unknown. This point which illuminates from this concealment is the point of Cholam, which illuminates above upon all the letters due to the glory of the concealed point. 609. Because the 22 letters of Zeran Pin assembled in 500 cubits of the next world, Chagat Na'av Binah, as Zeran Pin rose there to man, hence this point illuminates five times. As it is written, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light for its good, and the Creator differentiated between the light and the darkness, and the Creator called the light day, which are five times light, against Chagat Na of Bina. 610. Let there be light is the point of Cholam, and there will be light was the point of Shuruk, because Cholam illuminates above upon the letters. And prior to the extension of illumination below to the Otiyot, to the letters, it was concealed, because it extended, it illuminated in the middle of the letters, Shuruk. And the Creator saw the light as good is the point of Chirik, which illuminates below the Otiyot. Let there be light, so that the Yud will enter the light of Abba Ve'ima, and it will be to Avir, as the Malchut will rise to Binah of the ten Sfirot of Abba Ve'ima, and complete the degree of Abba Ve'ima below Chochmah. And Binah and Tum, as they are already below completing Malchut, they emerge to the degree that is below them. And because there are no more than Keter and Chochmah of the Kilim of Abba Ve'ima, hence there is no more than Nefesh and Ruach of Orot, which are the level of Avir Ruach. And those Keter and Chochmah of Kilim and Nefesh and Ruach of lights that remained in Abba Ve'ima due to the ascent of Malchut to Binah are called the Nekuda of Chulam. Let there be light, the light that was already, as the Yud emerged from the Avir of Abba Ve'ima, where Malchut descended from Bina to her place and the ending of Bina and Tum, as then the three Kelim, Bina and Tum, return and connect to the degree of Abba Ve'ima as at first. Because they return to be five Kelim, Kachab Tum of Abba Ve'ima, they return to clothe in them the five lights Naran Chai, which is considered that the Yud came down from the Avir of Abba Ve'ima, and the light returned as it was at first in Abba Ve'ima, which is the light that was already there. Those Kelim, Bina and Tum of Abba Ve'ima, which returned to the degree of Abba Ve'ima, as it is written, Vayahi Ol, and there was light, are called Shuruk, Malafum, Vav, and within it, Anekuda. Because Cholam illuminates above upon the letters, meaning she illuminates from below upwards, to be her only being the degree of Avir, Vak. And she does not illuminate from above downwards to clothe within the letters. And prior to the extension to illuminate below to the letters, prior to attaining the light of Gar, which extends from above downwards, she was concealed. Her light was concealed and does not illuminate, because she's lacking in her Binayin Tum of the Kilim, and they're lacking the Gar of the lights. Because it attained Gar, and the light extends from above downwards, meaning that the Malchut emerged from Binayin, returned to her place, and the three Kilim, Binayin Tum, returned to their degree in Abba Ve'ima, for then also the three lights of Gar returned, and the light extended from above below. And then the light extends and illuminates in the middle of the letters, like the point of Shuruk, which illuminates in the middle of the Vav. And these two points, Cholam and Shuruk, which are right and left, because the Cholam, which is Keter and Chochmah, remained in the degree, were not ever blemished, and they are the right line. Shuruk, which are Bina and Tum, which emerged to the lower degree and then returned to their degree, which is the left line. It's known that in the emergence of the two lines, there was a dispute in them, and they cannot illuminate until Zerampin rises to Man, to Abba Ve'ima, and unites the two lines in one another, which is the middle line and the point of Chirik. Then they can illuminate. And the gods saw that the light for being good, this is the point of Chirik, which illuminates below the letters. 611. While the Nekudot emerge to illuminate the goof of Zeranpin, the first light, Cholam, illuminates above and settles in the Rosh of the goof. And he gives Or to the whole Rosh, the Panim, the eyes, and light of the Rosh, and all the corrections of the Rosh. 612. And the point of Neshuruk dwells in the middle of the goof, in the Toch, and illuminates the light to sustain the body and show his hips downwards in Chagat of Zeranpin. 613. And the point of Chirik, which dwells below in the Sof of the goof, and gives Or to the existence and from the sight of his hips downwards of the goof, and the Nehi of Zeranpin, and all the corrections and her secrets. Then, and the Creator saw the light, for it is good. Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik, three lines. The Cholam is Keter and Chochmah, that were never blemished and do not emerge from their degree, and they are the right line. The Shuruk is Binayin Tum, which were blemished when they emerged from the degree, and they are the left line, Chirik. I'm sorry, the left line. The Chirik is Zeranpin, which rose to Man, to Binah, and decided there between the right and the left, and included them in one another. Hence, the Cholam, which is the most important of them, which is Keter and Chochmah, that were not blemished whatsoever, illuminates in the Rosh of the degree in the Gar. And the Shuruk, which is Binah and Tum, which emerged and returned to the degree and were harmed on their exit, illuminate only to the Toch of the degree in Chagat. And the Chirik, which is not at all from the goof of the degree, but rather is Zeranpin, which rose to Man, to Binah, illuminates in the Sof of the degree in Nehi. For Nehi are considered to be outside of the degree and are not of the degree itself. 614. When the goof was corrected of the Otiyot, Chagat of Zeranpin, in these Nekudot, it is written, and the Creator differentiated between the light and the darkness. The differentiation is always in the left arm, in Gvura of Zeranpin, which has darkness. Because in the left line, as long as it does not unite with the right, has darkness and judgments, and it illuminates in the point of the Segol, as the three points that are in her are in the picture of the three lines to illuminate from the darkness and the fatigue that's there. Because by the middle line, the lower Nekuda of that's in the middle of Segol, the left unites with the right, and the darkness and the judgments are moved from him. 615. And God called the light day. This is the point of Tzireh, which illuminated and settled on the right arm, Chesed, and instilled it in all the corrections. The three Nekudot, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik, imply the three lines, the sources of the Nekudot. And after the Parzuf was corrected in the three Nekudot, which include Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik, then they disrobed from the three lines in them three other combinations of the three lines, which are the rest of the Nekudot, each illuminating in a special Sfira. And here, these two points that are clarified and then illuminate in Chug of Zeranpin, in Chesed of Zeranpin, illuminates the Nekuda of Tzira, the Tzire, which two points in her are the two lines right and left, this against that, and an equal level. The right, Keter and Chochmah, the left, Binah and Tum. And in Gvura of Zeranpin illuminates the Nekuda of Segol, which has two point Nekudot above, against the two lines, Yamin and left, right and left. And that one that is in the middle, below, against the middle line, which was added in the left arm of Zeranpin more than in the right arm. Because prior to the left arm receiving this Nekuda of the middle line, it is darkness and not light. Hence, the point of the middle line is instilled in her, whereas the right which illuminates always, defines two nekudot against right and left, and therefore the tzireh illuminates on the right and the segol on the left. 616. When the Nukva, the Malchut, adheres to the right and left of Zeranpin, and between them it was given as it receives them from the right and left of Zeranpin, two Nekudot adhered to her, Tzire and Zegol. But in one opposite existence, because they did not settle that way. The point of Tzire illuminates in a different, unsettled way, like in the male of Zeranpin. And this is the point of Shva, as these two Nekudot are one below the other, and the Segol became and inverted in a different way in her, which is Shuruk of the three Nekudot, to imply the likeness of the male Zeranpin to the Nukva, Malchut. Him and her, everything is one. As also in her, the Nekudot of Tzire and Segol illuminate, like in the male. And when it illuminates in them, in the male, when they're in a zivug, panim bepanim. From here, the Nekudot expand to the rest of the organs of the letters in the guf. The two Nekudot in Tzire imply that the right line, Keter and Chochmah, and the left line, Bina and Tum, are this against that on an equal level. And also the Segol has two Nekudot, one against the other, right line and left line, on an equal level, and the middle Nekuda below them. But the Malchut, prior to being corrected to be in a Zivug with Zeranpin Panim Bepanim, the right line and the left line do not illuminate in her in an equal way. But the right line, Keter and Chochmah above, and the left line, Chochmah Binan, below, are the form of Shva. And these two points that are in form of Tzireh, which are one against the other, inverted in the Malchut to be one below the other, which are Shva. And also the two Nekudot that are in Segol, that are above in an equal level, inverted in Malchut to be one below the other, Keter and Chochmah above, and Bina and Tum below. And the middle Nekuda, which is below the degree from Zeranpin that rose to Man to Bina, is in the Sof of them all. In a manner that the right Nekuda, Keter and Chochmah, is above them all, and below it the left Nekuda, Bina and Tum, and below it the middle Nekuda, which is from Zeranpin, which rose to Bina. They are the form of Shuruk, the three Nekudot, one below the other. Although while Zeranpin and Malchut, Panim bePanim, are in an equal level, then Zeranpin illuminates in her the two Nekudot, Tzire and Segol, as it was with him. To show the likelihood of the male of Zeranpin towards the Nukva, the Malchut. And he and her are all one, and the Tzire and Segol illuminate in her as it does in him, while Zeranpin illuminates to her face to face, Panim bePanim.